Davis gathers to recognize those making an environmental difference in the community. From the Blue Devil Hub, this is the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays, and today is Monday, May 2nd. The Environmental Recognition Awards ceremony brought community members together after 2 years of COVID hiatus to celebrate environmental changemakers. Matthias Roenbeil covered the event.
Wednesday, April 20th, marked the 28th annual City of Davis Environmental Recognition Awards. Held at Peregrine Elementary School, the event recognized individuals, businesses, and nonprofits that have worked towards environmental justice in Davis. Awards were distributed not just for 2022, but also for all those unable to receive their awards during the pandemic. Among those recognized was Tree Davis, an organization that has been planting trees in Davis for 30 years now.
And we're just so grateful. You know, there's a saying that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is now. And thanks to the foresight of our founders 30 years ago, we've been able to do both. We're still planting trees today. We're standing on the shoulders of giants. So many people in our community have been part of Tree Davis over the years, and I like to say that it's sort of like the best form of crowd surfing. There are so many hands that are moving everyone forward all at once.
The 2021 Individual Award was presented posthumously to Dave Pelz.
His contributions were exceptional and multifaceted, including participation in or leading development of bike lanes and regionally connected bikeways, helping to establish citywide bus service, of course, Unitrans, working with Davis Waste Removal to create one of the first curbside recycling programs in the nation in 1970. He had a hand in many of Davis's state-of-the-art and original legacy projects. So accepting the award on his behalf is his actual his son, Jeff Pelz. Come on up, Jeff.
And as early as I can remember, he rode his bike to work. Now, I don't know how early that actually was, but he was one of the many that rode his bike to work every day he could. And so that's a cool memory of him.
Additionally, the Village Homes neighborhood received an Environmental Legacy Award for its sustainability and progressive development.
Now, Village Homes is a 70-acre subdivision started in 1975 and located in West Davis. It is in many ways the first of its kind in California and is far ahead of its time. It is internationally recognized for its planned sustainability and ecologically beneficial features. It is designed to encourage both the development of a sense of community and the conservation of energy and natural resources by principal developers Mike Corbett and Judy Corbett.
Also among those recognized were Peregrine Elementary.
Peregrine School describes itself as a private school in the public interest, currently serving over 200 children, toddler age through sixth grade at two sites. Respect for the environment is an organizing principle demonstrated through both the school's curriculum and physical design. As you can tell, isn't this a wonderful space? Yes. And evidenced by a commitment to community outreach.
Also among those recognized were the organizations Cool Davis and West Yost Associates and youth climate activist Elliot Larson.
This has been my passion for many years, so it's nice to be recognized. Thank you.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Matthias Roenbeil.
Kindness is shown broadly in different ways. Many find passion in taking care of animals as a way to love their surroundings further. Lily Schroeder has the story.
15-year-old Elliot Larson fosters newborn kittens for the first year of their lives. Larson was surrounded by animals when they were growing up and believes it is important that humans are conscious of how we treat animals.
It affects everyone in a way, and how each individual person perceives their relationship towards animals. These aren't just like little robots walking around. They are little lives that are part of a whole big net of life on Earth.
Kindness doesn't always need to be deserved, but in this case, Larson believes that it is.
Animals are a very I don't know, they're very dependent on humans because we have taken over their environment. Now I feel like it's important that we give them respect and care because we've taken away a lot of their abilities to care for themselves.
Sophomore Jonathan Artsy volunteers in a vet clinic and wants to continue to work with animals in the future. While he learns to care for animals at the vet clinic, those animals return the favor and give him inspiration.
It basically made me see, like, why I should work hard in school, like, to have a job where I can do something fun.
Cassie Hartzog takes Sama, her newly assigned dog, on a walk by the Yolo County Library. She trains dogs to be guide dogs for the blind. Hartzog's work helps dogs learn to support humans and allows them to give people who are blind a lot of independence.
We get to spend time with these amazing animals and help train them, turn them into good citizens, ready for formal training, and we're helping people as well. So it's kind of a win-win.
According to a 2014 study by Italian researchers, dogs are able to understand the feelings of someone close to them. And Hartzog is around dogs a lot.
It's also made me, I think, aware of how much support, emotional, physical, whatever, animals provide to people.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Lily Schroeder reporting.
Sportsmanship also gives us opportunities to make a difference with kindness. Savannah Anderson has the story.
After her players leave the field, JV softball coach Tracy Frank makes sure her players learn the importance of good sportsmanship.
So sportsmanship, I think, is one of the most important parts of your youth sports because it really lines players up to how they're going to approach their future work placements.
Coach Tracy believes learning these skills now has lifelong benefits.
Later in life when you're at work, you have to treat everybody with respect when you're at work, even if you don't agree with them or get along with them. And you often come across controversy and you have to handle that with grace. So sportsmanship helps players learn how to succeed in life.
Softball assistant coach Mike Trask believes that it's not only good to show good sportsmanship when you're winning, but also when you're losing.
But a lot of it's like when you're losing too, you want to have grace and you want to make sure you be happy for the other team. And you know, if they worked hard, you got to make sure you know we're all in this together and support, you know, your fellow softball players and just be, you know, supportive of each other. Because when you win, it's easy. When you lose, it takes a little bit of, you know, class. So
players like Naomi Ridgard are learning these lessons.
The main reason I play softball is because my team has a really fun dynamic and I look forward to going to practice every day instead of seeing it as a chore.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Savannah Anderson.
Devil Pride on three!
1, 2, 3, Devil Pride!
You can check out The Hub on Instagram at BlueDevilHub and on Twitter at DHSHub. You can find this episode and all of our previous shows at BlueDevilHub.com, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. The News Cycle is a production of the Blue Devil Hub in association with the Davis Enterprise. Our theme music is written by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. The program is produced by Stella Mays and Max Davis Housefield. Our executive producer is Ji Hyun Ri. Stay safe, have a kind week, and we will see you Monday.